الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون وقال تعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثل ثم الأمثل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, it is without a shadow of doubt that we as residents of KwaZulu-Natal have experienced in the last few years or the last 3 years what people have not witnessed in 30, 40 or 50 years. Beginning from the beginning of 2020 to date, every year we were tested in a different way, in a different mannerism, affecting different parts of our lives. Beginning with the lockdown that not only affected us, but affected mankind globally. Thereafter, we specifically in KZN were faced with riots last year. And now these last few days, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance be with us, that as the dark clouds are glooming, we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we are faced with calamity, whenever we are faced with difficulty, we should analyze that why has something happened. If you ask a scientist, if you ask any person, a geologist, ask a meteorologist, ask a person who deals with weather, that why did this happen? They will not be able to give you an answer. They will give you the answer of how it happens. But why something happens, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happened because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed it to happen. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certain things to happen? With regards to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to occurrences that take place. There are various angles with which we can analyze the various occurrences that take place. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. That sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts people with a smaller punishment, with a smaller azab, before the bigger azab can come upon us, so that we may turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, that life that we have been living, it is perhaps some of our actions, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. Then widespread calamities come about because of what a person's hands have earned, actions that we have physically committed. Perhaps because of something like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us so that we may turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us because how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that إِنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ بَلَانَ الْأَنْبِيَاء ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ. That the people who went through the most amount of trials and tribulations, difficulties, are the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. And then those who are closest to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam and those who are closest to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. So how do we combine the two, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the ayat which speak about calamities befalling a people? What differentiates whether it is a rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether it is a curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer lies, my dear brothers, is in the manner in which we react to these calamities. If that calamity leads a person to make statements that why us, or why we don't deserve this, or a person's nigah goes after the calamity befalls him, His attention turns towards asbab, turns towards needs, turns towards fellow man for assistance, rather than turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and introspect and retrospecting that what is it possibly that could have brought about the conditions that we find ourselves in. Then that will be classified as an azab for a person. And if we find ourselves in that condition, that we are not turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are not making tawbah, we are not crying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to bring that change about within ourselves. And if we find ourselves continuously crying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, taking note of the various actions in our life which can bring about the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it deceit, be it corruption, be it lies, be it an extramarital affair or premarital affair, be it zina, be it looking at something, being in the habit of looking at something, being in the habit of taking some substances. Various actions, not in an individual capacity as well, but as a whole, as a community, the actions that we are involved in, my dear brothers, be it possibly that we are a widespread extravagance, and worst of all, turning away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, involved in widespread ma'asiyah, disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding functions, gatherings, in which the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is found, weddings, ceremonies, in which music, intermingling, these various actions bring about the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if when these punishments, when these calamities do befall us, if we continue living the lives that we were living before that, then this cannot be classified as a rahmat. We cannot say that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went through difficulty, so we are also going through difficulty like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. No, my dear brothers. We have to live that life which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum lived. It does not mean that when we bring ourselves onto ibadah, bringing ourselves onto the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the life that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum lived, that it will be a life which is completely bereft of any form of difficulty. No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in fact informed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum when they took bi'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that now be prepared for difficulty, be prepared for hardship, be prepared for poverty. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how did they overcome the hurdles and the difficulties that they went through? We find ourselves in a month, the objective of which is the very same thing that will assist us in getting through the difficulties that and trials and tribulations that will come upon us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The objective of fasting during this month of Ramadan is what? To attain taqwa. And through taqwa, we will go through we will overcome the difficulties, the hardships, and we will avert widespread calamities that will befall a nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That when a person brings taqwa in his life, when a person brings taqwa in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates openings for him. And what is taqwa? How does a person assess whether taqwa has entered his life or not? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ وَإِنَّهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. That every time shaitan catches hold of a person, that we as human beings, we as Bani Adam, it is only natural that shaitan will get hold of us sometime or the other. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ. Every human being is a sinner. We will commit a sin. As much as we will try not to commit a sin, at some point shaitan will get hold of us. But those who have taqwa, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. If you have taqwa, the moment shaitan gets hold of you, you will take heed. You will remember. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. And you will take heed of what you are doing. Even immediately, you will turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. In Surah Toba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of those three Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or ala thalathati alladhina khullifu, that they did not go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the command was given. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum returned from battle, these three Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Ka'ab bin Malik, Hilal bin Umayyah, and Murara bin Rabi' radiallahu anhum, unlike the other munafiqeen who went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with excuses and then lived their lives normally, these three Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, we do not have any excuse. So with regards to them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides with regards to you all. For 40 days, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were instructed not to communicate with them, not to have any dealings with them. Their lives became such, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in the Quran Kareem, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. Their lives became so constrained. The earth became constrained upon them, despite it being so vast. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Even their own selves, within their own selves, they were finding difficulty, they were finding hardship. They were, so to say, mental shackles, unable to break free. Many of us will find ourselves in this situation at some point or the other. Maybe with regards to our job, maybe with regards to our social situations, maybe with regards to our marital situation. We will find some sort of mental shackles upon ourselves, where we will assume that there is no way out. But this is Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. Continuously crying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the realization that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can give refuge from any situation. And that brings me back to that ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Come on to that life in which when shaitan gets hold of us, immediately we realize that we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is watching us. That we cannot fall into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah immediately. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the avenues, create a way out from the situation that we are finding ourselves in. Not only that, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain a person from avenues in which a person will not even anticipate. With regards to this, there's a person I met who was a revert in Pakistan in 2010. This brother was out for 1 year in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that he had taqwa before he became a Muslim. I asked him, how come? He says that he was a non-Muslim in Pakistan, which is very rare. He is working for a Muslim, and that person had gone out for some business, and his daughter, he was the driver for his family, and the young girls of the family wanted to do some mischief at that time. So he said, he kept in his mind that these are Muslims, these are people of honor, these are people of dignity, let me preserve their dignity. And immediately he went and reported to the father what these girls wanted to do. So the girls turned the story around, and they said that no, this man had evil intentions with us. So he got dismissed from his job and he had to flee for his life. He says that he went no place to stay. He went and he slept outside the masjid. He says that night he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream. He says that you have preserved the dignity of my daughters. Why don't you come? I will save you from the fire of Jahannam. So he goes into the masjid. He speaks to the Imam, he accepts Islam. He doesn't have any job, he fled with whatever clothes he had on his back. Says now, what does he do? So the Imam tells, he needs to learn about Islam. So Imam tells him that now go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go to Raiwin, they will teach you about Islam. So he says he had no wealth at all. So he spent some time in the masjid crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a way out. Very difficult for a non-Muslim to get a job in Pakistan as well. So he says that he was crying in the masjid. Then he needed to go and relieve himself. He goes to the toilet. He comes back. He says, as he's walking out of the toilet, an envelope falls down in front of him. He opens the envelope. He finds 500 some odd rupees in it. So he goes back to the imam. The value at that time was about 50 rand. He goes to the imam, tells the imam that I found this envelope unmarked. So the imam says, isn't you making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make a way out for you? So he says, this is your sign. Use this and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I met this brother after 6 months. I told him 500 rupees. Where does it get you? 50 rand, how far is it going to get you? He takes out that 500 rupees from his pocket. He says, every step of the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened a way for me. My dear brothers, this is وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. It happens, it's not fairy tales, my brothers. This is the first hand experience which I heard from somebody. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan must not leave us without us having earned taqwa, having earned the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find that these widespread calamities that will befall us will be averted. If it befalls us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a way out from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open avenues of happiness, of serenity, of calm, even within the storm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa hidayah.